Recording.
Restart. Restart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your helps in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your power that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. We thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for subduing Satan and all his agents and all his works under our feet. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection and preservation that is upon our lives. Thank you for shielding us from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us grace to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to learn fruits that are able to keep us in freedom. Thank you, Father. Thank you for shining your light upon our souls, upon our heart. Thank you, Father. We are here, O Lord, in your presence to listen to your word again. Speak to every one of us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I ask that you explain the scriptures to us far beyond our normal understanding. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to continue with our teaching. We talked on the word can be preached even from prison. And we also mentioned about how God can get good out of things that seems bad. How God can bring something good out of situations that seems to be bad. Yeah. So now we are moving to point three under our title, persecution. Yeah, we are moving to point number three, which is attitude to have during persecution. Attitude to have during persecution. That is when you are being persecuted, the kind of attitude God expects you to show, to have, to manifest. Those are the things we'll be looking at. And under this point number one, under this point number three, there is point A, or you can say 3A, which is be fearless and unmovable. Be fearless and unmovable. So whenever you are being persecuted, you should be fearless and unmovable. By now, every one of you already know what persecution is all about. Yeah, I don't need to repeat myself again. And if there's any of you who have missed the previous classes, you can scroll down on the Telegram group and look for the previous Bible study classes and listen to them. Yeah. So as I said, point A under this point number three says be fearless and unmovable. Let us read Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17. To 19, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Praise the Lord. You can see the promise of the Lord to Jeremiah. And this was a man that was called by God to deliver his messages to the people of Israel and Judah. And God knew that the people he was sending him to, are very rebellious people, are very wicked people. Yeah, God knows that they would fight him. God knew that they would fight Jeremiah. He knew they would persecute him. Yeah, God knew that. And yet God sent him to go and deliver the message. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so you should know, or we should know, every one of us here should know that there will always be people who will not receive our message. Yeah, there will always be people who will fight against us because of what we preach and because of what we stand for. Yeah, and God knows about such people even before he calls us and gives us his word to preach and teach. Yeah, so you should have that confidence that God already knows about my enemies even before I encounter them. And he knows how to save me. He knows how to save me, how to deliver me from their hands. Yeah, we should know that. Yeah, all the people that would insult you, offend you, attack you, persecute you, God already know about them even before you would meet them. Yeah, God already know about them, and he already have created a way out for you when that time comes. So you should be confident in the fact that God knows whatever thing that will happen to you before they happen, and that he is with you to deliver you from them all, just as he promised Jeremiah in that passage. And let us look at that passage again. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 17 to 19. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Speak unto them fearlessly. Speak unto them with boldness. Speak unto them everything that he has commanded you, without holding anything back. Speak everything unto them, the whole truth, not some of the truth, but the whole message that is able to take people out of darkness into God's light. Speak unto them the whole message that is able to prepare every soul for heaven. Speak unto them all that Jesus has commanded you. Speak unto them fearlessly. Yeah, some people have have come to my inbox and they will say, man of God, I respect you a lot because you don't fear anyone, you just speak the truth. Yeah, and in my mind, I'll just smile. Yeah, because I am just doing those things naturally. Yeah, though they would say I don't consider what anybody would say. Yeah, they would tell me that I don't speak, or how should I say that I'm fearless because of the things I speak or the things I say. Yeah, but me, I'm just doing it naturally. Yeah, but they expected that I should be afraid before, or I should be afraid of saying those things, or I should be afraid before saying those things. Yeah, but I have no fear at all. I am just saying those things naturally. Yeah, just the way I would speak to anyone. Yeah, because I have allowed the word of God to prevail over me, myself. Yeah, so it becomes easy to fearlessly speak out the word of God or preach the truth when the truth has conquered you yourself. It becomes very easy. At that point, you don't care what anybody would say or think. You just open your mouth and declare the truth. Yeah, you don't care how anybody would feel. You just open your mouth and declare the truth. Yeah, but if the truth have not yet conquered you, it will be difficult for you to fearlessly stand before people and preach the truth to them. Yeah, it will be very hard. I pray that you will allow the truth to conquer you. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Let me continue. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces. Yeah, lest I confound thee before them. What that means is that don't look at their faces. I mean, don't... It's not like you're not going to look at their faces, but don't let their reactions to the truth move you while you're telling them the truth. Yeah, don't let their reactions move you. Yeah, don't allow their reactions. So whether they are comfortable with what you are saying, or they are not comfortable, so you just continue to declare the truth to them. So don't allow their reactions to move you. Because if you allow their reactions to move you, God will put you to shame. That is what God meant when he said, lest lest I confound thee before them. God will put you to shame before them. God will not defend you. Yeah, he will not defend you if you start to consider their reactions to your message. Yeah, their reactions to the truth that you stand for. Yeah, you know, sometimes you preach the truth even without opening your mouth. Yeah, do you know that? You can preach the truth. You can communicate the truth even without opening your mouth to say anything. You can pass a message to people even without opening your mouth to say anything. Now, for instance, there are some Christian sisters who knows that God wants them to dress moderately and modestly and decently. They know it in their heart that the Word of God teaches that every Christian should dress decently or modestly, yeah, and righteously. Yeah, but they began to think in their heart that if I dress decently, the people will start to think what is wrong with me, because the rest of the people around me, they don't dress that way. They dress seductively. So if I decide to dress modestly and decently and godly, the people will start to think I am a fanatic, or I am taking the Christianity too serious. Yeah, and because of that, many of them refuse to dress the way God wanted them to dress. Yeah, that is very wrong. Yeah, because God wanted to use your dressing to preach the truth to those people that are dressing wrongly. You know, God wants to use your godly dressing, your decent dressing, to pass a message to the other people that are dressing half naked or seductively. God wants to use your own dressing to send a message to them. Yeah, but you, because of fear, chose to dress like them because you want to feel among. Yeah, that is very wrong. Yeah, so when you are in the truth, you should be bold. The Bible says that the righteous is as bold as a lion. The righteous is as bold as a lion. When you are in the truth, when you are practicing the truth, and when you are preaching the truth, you should be bold. Yeah, because the Lord is with you. And the Lord is able to use your lifestyle and message to convert many others. Yeah. The reason why sin is becoming too much, or is already too much in the world, is because the people that know the truth are not living according to the truth. That is why sin is now too much. If the people that know the truth start to live it practically, the truth has an influence. The truth has power, and it will the truth will start to subdue the unrighteousness and immoralities that is in the world. So the more the people that are practicing the truth, the more the influence and power and control that the truth would have on the nations on the earth. Yeah, the nations of the earth. Yeah, so don't be afraid to show publicly what you believe and what you stand for. Don't be afraid to speak it, to preach it, to teach it. Don't be afraid. I pray that you will obey this teaching in Jesus' name. Yeah, in that verse 18, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For behold, I have made thee this day a defenced city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land." Praise the Lord. This is what will happen to you when you fearlessly and boldly proclaim the truth. God will make you to be so protected and preserved. God will make you to be so defended, yeah, against your human enemies. No one will be able to touch you or hurt you. Yeah. So they will attack you. Just as God said in verse 19, He said, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Yeah. So they will fight against you, but they will not prevail, because God is with you to deliver you. Hallelujah. I pray that you will be fearless and immovable as you witness the truth to others in Jesus' name. Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. Verse 9. As an adamant harder, as an adamant other than flint, have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So you can see God telling Ezekiel the same thing. Yeah, God was telling him how he fortified him, how he had fortified him against those people, and that he should not fear them. I pray that you will not fear your enemies and the enemies of God in Jesus' name. Yeah, God said, I have made thy face harder. Yeah. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. Yeah, you know how some animals used to fight? Yeah, I think animals like a ram, and I think even goats, they used to fight with their forehead. Yeah, they would, they would first of all take some steps backward, and then they will come with full force and hit the opponent with their forehead. Yeah, that is how those animals fight, and that is exactly what God was talking about in that verse. Yeah, God said he has made the forehead of Ezekiel to be stronger than the foreheads of the people he is sending him to. Yeah, so which means whenever they attack Ezekiel, they are the ones that would suffer much pain. Yeah, because Ezekiel's forehead is stronger than their own. I don't know if I get my point. Praise the Lord. Yeah. God has made the forehead of Ezekiel stronger than their own. Yeah, so any form of attack coming from them is not going to affect Ezekiel. It is them that would suffer. It is them that would be affected. Yeah, so and I have said it several times in our prayer sessions that Fear is a great enemy of victory. I have said it that whatever you are afraid of shall rule over you. Yeah, but usually we are stronger than the things we fear. We just are so faithless. Yeah, be bold. Or maybe we are so weak. Yeah, but I have discovered that Christians are always stronger than the things they fear. And it is until they take that fear out of their hearts, of their minds, that they will now discover that they are actually stronger than those things. So until you take fear out of the way, you might not discover how strong you are. You might not discover how strong you are until you remove fear out of the way. Yeah, but if you are still fearful, you will remain weak against your enemies, and they will rule over you because you fear them. Because you fear them. So get rid of fear, brethren. Get rid of fear. And you shall know how strong God has made you against your enemies. I pray that you will become fearless. May the Lord make you fearless. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I still want us to look at that verse 9, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 9. I want us to look at it in New Living Translation so that we can understand very well. Ezekiel 3, verse 9. This is New Living Translation. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. So don't be afraid of them or fear their angry looks, even though they are rebels. Praise the Lord. God said, don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. He said, he have made your forehead as the hardest rock. Praise the Lord. As the hardest rock. And that is very powerful. That is very powerful. Yeah, it means the enemy doesn't stand a chance. Yeah, it means they do not stand a chance. Yeah, but why are you so scared? Why are you so scared of your enemies when they don't actually stand a chance in their battles against you? I'm referring to your human enemies. Yeah, your human enemies. Yeah, not just demon enemies. I'm referring to human enemies that are fighting you because of the message of the kingdom you are preaching, or because of the righteous lifestyle you are living. God said they do not stand a chance against you. Because your forehead is as hardest rock against their forehead. Praise the Lord. I pray that every fear in your life shall be evaporated by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let us continue. Let us continue. We're going to look at another scripture. Another scripture, which is Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Don't forget that our topic says, be fearless and unmovable. Be fearless and unmovable. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And this is Jesus speaking. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, don't fear the people who are only able to kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Praise the Lord. In that verse, Jesus was putting more courage and boldness into the hearts of the disciples, who later became apostles. He was putting more boldness in them, more confidence and more courage in them, so that they will not have fear, so that they will be fearless in carrying out the calling He has placed on their lives. Praise the Lord. I pray that you will be fearless, even at this time, that God needs you to do a lot for Him. Even at this time, in these last days, that God needs you to do so much for His kingdom. I pray you will be fearless in Jesus' name. So He was telling them that they should not fear those who can only kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Yeah. If I should really interview every one of you here right now, if I should interview you concerning death, I'm sure there will be some of you here who are still afraid of death. Yeah. In fact, I realize that what many people fear the most is death. Or if I should say, the reason why many people have fear is because they don't want to die. Some, they don't want to suffer. Some, they don't want to go through pains. Yeah, and the Bible told us about the people that will overcome the dragon. I believe you have read that place in your Bible where it says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they do not love their lives even to the death. Praise the Lord. Let me read that place for you. It's in Revelation. Revelation, book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, that is, the dragon, Satan, the devil, the beast. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. Now, look at the next thing. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, some people, they only quote those two lines. Yeah. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, yes. And by the word of their testimony, yes. What about the next? And they loved not their lives unto the death. Let us look at our New Living Translation puts it, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. You can see that. It says, these end time soldiers, which is you and I. Yeah. Because that verse was referring to last days Christians. Christians of the last days, which is you and I. Yeah, it says that we will overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. And not only that, we overcome him even by the word of our testimony. And not only that, we will be able to achieve it because we don't love, we'll be able to achieve that victory because we don't love our lives so much that we are afraid to die. Now, many Christians today are so much afraid of death. And in so doing, they have changed their destinies. And they couldn't fulfill their callings. Yeah, they are so scared. They are so scared of dying. So scared of dying. And Jesus said, do not fear anyone that can wholly heal your body, but cannot heal your soul. You should only fear the one who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. And I have also discovered that it is the people that are afraid of death that usually die quickly. It is the people that are so scared of death that used to die faster. Yeah, most times people that are fearless and they don't care about them losing their lives, they live longer. Yeah, so then why are you so scared of death? Yeah, why are you so scared of them? I pray that you will be bold even in the face of death. In Jesus' name. Yeah, why did Jesus tell them to not fear those that can only kill the body? Yeah, because even that body shall be raised up. Yeah, Jesus will raise up our bodies during the time of rapture. Yeah, so then why are you so scared of losing the body when it shall be raised back to life during rapture? So we have hope of glory. Why are you still are you still afraid, even with the hope of glory that you have? Let us look at another scripture. Let us look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 24. Of the Apostles. Chapter 20, verse 24. Acts of the Apostles. 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. This is Apostle Paul talking here. He said he doesn't count his life so dear to himself, so that he might, or he may finish his course and also finish his ministry. So this implies that you might never be able to fulfill your ministry or your calling if you are so afraid of losing your life. You might never be able to fulfill your calling. Yeah, because the devil is going to threaten you with death. He's going to really threaten you with death. But you have to threaten him with life and tell him that, you know, and tell him that you are not afraid of death. Because you will live forever. Even if you step out of this body, you know that you will forever be with the Lord. Yeah, so you are not afraid of anything that can heal your body. Yeah. And like I said earlier, when you no longer fear death, death will begin to fear you. I'm telling you the truth. When you no longer fear death, death will begin to fear you. Yeah, death will begin to fear you. I have seen people with you know, powerful weapons and ammunition bowing down to someone who has no single weapon. Praise the Lord. Made with powerful weapons. I mean sophisticated weapons. Surrendering to a man that has no single weapon. Praise the Lord. Now, how is that possible? Or how did that happen? Someone with very deadly and dangerous weapon, surrendering to someone who has no weapon. Yeah, that is a practical example of how death will become scared of you because you're no longer scared of death. So even the weapons of death, the instruments of death, they become scared of you. Yeah. Because the whole world is governed by spirit. Everything, every physical thing you see in this earth are under the control of spirit. Yeah, they are under the influence and control of spirit. Every physical thing. Yeah. Which includes all these ammunitions. Yeah, all these you know, AK-47, all these guns, you know, all these big guns that soldiers use in war. Yeah, all of those weapons, they are being controlled by spirit, including every human being is, you know, is on, every human being is under one spirit, under the control of one spirit or the other. Yeah. So if you begin to have fearlessness, yeah, then you will begin to subdue those spirits, yeah, that are controlling the elements of this world, the physical elements of this world. Yeah, because when those spirits look at a man, when they realize that that man does not fear them, they will surrender. Yeah, they will surrender. Yeah, in fact, the people that use guns to kill, sometimes they would need to first of all go and smoke some substances or drink some alcohol. Yeah, so that they will have the courage to kill. Yeah, so even most people that use guns to kill, they discover that it's kind of difficult for them to do it if they don't, you know, take all these substances and alcohol. Yeah, so to show you that it's not just about the gun and the hand holding the gun. There are spirits that are controlling everything and everyone, making everything and everyone to act the way they act. Yeah, so when there is no fear in your life anymore, whenever these spirits see you, they will be scared of you because you have to fear them for them to rule over you. But if they confront you and they can't find fear in you, they themselves will be scared. Yeah, they will be scared. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So if you are fearless, you will have a lot of victories. You will have a lot of victories. I mean a lot of victories. Because the whole universe is under the influence and control of fear. I pray you will be fearless in Jesus' name. Now let us look at another scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 3. That no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. Yeah, this is Apostle Paul talking. He said, the people in the church of Thessalonica, he was telling them that they should not be moved by the afflictions God have allowed them to go through. That is, God allowed Apostle Paul and those with him to suffer a lot of afflictions, and the news got to these people. Yeah, the news got to the brethren in Thessalonica, the Thessalonians. Yeah, so Paul was encouraging them that don't be disturbed by the news. You know, the news you are hearing that we were going through afflictions and sufferings. Yeah, he was telling them not to be moved by those news, because it is what Jesus have appointed them unto. So that is, it is a normal thing for every servant of God and every child of God to suffer persecution. Yeah, from the hands of human beings that hate God and hate the gospel of Christ. It is a normal thing. Yeah. It is part of our faith. It is part of our salvation to suffer persecution. So we should not be moved. We should not be afraid. I pray that you will not be afraid of whatever anybody wants to do to you. I mean, whatever harm anybody is planning to do to you, I pray that you will not be afraid. I pray that you will stand your ground and trust God to deliver you from the hands of your enemies. In Jesus' name. Let us also look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 20. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. And let us read it in New Living Translation so that it can be clear, the meaning can be clear. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20. Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. Yeah, here the word of God is saying, if you suffer for doing good and you endure that suffering patiently, God is pleased with you. I pray that you will do this thing the Bible is telling you right now, in Jesus' name. Now that verse implies that we should expect suffering whenever we do good. Yeah, some Christians, they don't want to continue to do good because every time they try to do good, they face problems. Yeah, so they just give up on doing good. No. We should not. We should be willing to suffer for doing good and to endure that suffering. Yeah, you know what it means to endure patiently in suffering? That is, you continue to tolerate the suffering until God will put an end to it. Yeah, because that suffering is necessary for the good work God has called you to do. Yeah, in some years back, when there is no convenient way of transportation, people go through a lot of suffering in order to take the gospel to places that, you know, places where they needed to hear the gospel. Yeah, I read of one I read of one of the revivalists. One of the revivalists that, you know, that did some revival works for the Lord. Yeah, some many years ago. After that time, there was no vehicle to transport people. People ride on the back of horses. Yeah, people travel on horses' back. Yeah, on horses' back. Yeah, and this man would travel several miles on horse's back just to take the gospel to villages that are very far. It got to a point that he began to have serious pains in his joint, in the joint at his back. He began to have serious pains because he would travel miles on the back of horses, on the back of his horse to preach the gospel. Even at that time when it was, you know, when there was no means of transportation, people were willing to endure suffering because of the gospel. How many sufferings have you yet endured because of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I pray that God will forgive you in Jesus' name. Because if we think we want to enter into the same heaven those people entered, we are just deceiving ourselves. Let us the last verse I've already read, and that is Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. I've already read that, so we don't need to read that again. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Don't forget, we are in point number 3, which is attitude to have during persecution. And the first point under this point 3 says, be fearless and unmovable. That is, be fearless during persecution. Be fearless and be unmovable. I pray that will be your portion. In Jesus' name. If you have any question, you can type it on our Telegram group. And don't forget our 40 days fasting that is coming up next month. Yeah, from the 1st of August, the fasting will start. Yeah, prepare your mind to join the fast. May the Lord give you the strength and grace. In Jesus' name, let us pray. King of kings and Lord of lords, we are grateful for this hour we have spent in your presence. Thank you for the things you have shown us from the pages of the Bible. Thank you for showing us how we should be fearless and unmovable, even in the face of death and serious persecution. I ask, O Lord, that you are going to put your fearlessness and boldness and confidence into the hearts and minds of everyone here right now. In Jesus' name. I ask that you take away from their lives every captivity that fear has brought upon their lives. Father, take it away right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you make them to be so fearless to the point that their enemies will start to run away from them, even to the point that death becomes fear of them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.